In the book of Judges, the Bible reveals some very serious and hardship time that the children of Israel went through. The Bible here begins in the book of Judges, the historical part in the book. It actually does give the actual promise that God promised to give to his children. Here in the text here, there are actually 12 judges. One particular one I really want to focus on is Gideon. Here in this text, we find that Gideon is actually having a conversation with the angel of God. I back up some and I looked in verse 12 and it told me that. It said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thy mighty man of valor. This conversation here that begins with the angel of God, Gideon was underneath an oak tree in Ophrah. They're trying to get some seeds on the threshing floor. There he was just beating the plants, trying to get seeds. The Bible actually began to tell us is that while he was doing that, he was trying to place them away from the enemy. Hard times that was going to come. And so he was out there. So he thought by himself, beating the plants, trying to get the grain, the wheat, and to hurry up and hide it. The Bible says the angel of God began to speak to him while he was out there. If we look farther at the text, the angel of God said something to Gideon that nobody else had never said before. Because if we would really look at the history of Gideon, Gideon had really been through some bad things. Nobody really liked him. Nobody really showed him favor. And in the text with Gideon really had been placed a sub to the side. Meaning here that he felt that he was not useful for anything or anybody. And so while he was up there on his own, the angel of God began to speak to him. And the reason why he spoke to him, because that was the time that God wanted to use Gideon. I want to say something to you before we go a little farther here, is that there's a certain time that God's going to use you. Oh, God. Gideon here have this conversation with an angel of God, and he's really shocked at the presence. Shocked at what the angel of God said to him, because number one, he called him a man of valor. Meaning here that he said you're strong, you're determined, and you can fight. You can stand up against your enemies. But watch this, understand this. Gideon never felt like that before. But out of nowhere, the angel of God shows up and tells him that he's a man of valor. Oh God, y'all don't hear me. Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever felt like you'll never be able to be on top? You were always the one that never did good in school. You was always the one. You was always the one that had the bad shoes, the holes in the corner because y'all know what I'm called, coins. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Your soles wasn't thick like everybody else. They was really slick. Oh, God, have mercy. And what happens in this text here is that some of us, we feel like Gideon today, that we're useless. Some of us have said that I've gotten too old now and I'll never be able to reach nobody. Some have said that when I was younger, maybe if I would have did it then, but nobody never told me that I was useful. So time has passed and now I'm at the point that I never think that I get where I always wanted to get. And now your mind is settled just where you are. I come today to tell you, the church, that some of us, we are satisfied in the condition we're in. We are satisfied where we are. But can I tell you something? Don't give up hope now. God is not through with you yet. I have any believers here that believe that God ain't through with you yet? Look at the text. Look at the text. The angel of God is talking to him, dealing with him, calls him a man of valor. And because the reason why he does that is because there's something inside of Gideon that never really came out before. Something that was inside of Gideon that nobody else never saw. So the angel of God came down to pull out what was in him on the outside. Oh, God, you mean to tell me I've been sitting here all this time and you want to call me now because it's time for you to be utilized now? I couldn't call you at first because it was somebody else's time. Not that I forgot you, but I was using somebody. I wish I had some believers here. He had not forgotten about you, but he's using somebody else for that particular mission. But your mission is next in line. Oh, God. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be kind of difficult trying to get everybody to understand Gideon. Because Gideon, as he is there talking to the angel of Lord, he tells him that he's a man of valor. We have to also understand something, is that Gideon had questions for the angel of God. The text says in verse 13, and Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us. Look what he said. He says, if, meaning here, he says, if you're really with us, he says, can I make a bold statement? If God is with us, I've got some questions for God. Can I get a witness on that? Have you ever had some questions for God? God, you say that you're with me, but I'm not feeling kind of godly right now. In other words, I don't feel like you're with me. But you says that you are with me. Oh, God. Now, watch this. I really understand why Gideon had some questions. Because all through the life, he had been hearing how good God is. But how is it that he says that God is all that good and we're in the condition that we're in? Look what he says. He says, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why then is all this falling on us? He said, why am I in the situation that I'm in? Not only me, but why is your children, Israel, your babies, hid up in the mountain, hiding from the Amalekites in the middle of night? Why is God's children suffering like they're suffering? I know some of you question yourself today. God, I go to church, but I'm still going through. I get my Bible and I study it, sometimes hours. I'm still going through. But Lord, you said that you're with me. I have to question, if you're with me, why is cancer in my family? Oh, God, have mercy. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You've been praying since you was a child. You've been in Sunday school. But there are some things in your life that you want to say, God, if you're with me, me? Why am I fighting like I'm fighting through the night? Lord, if you with me, why am I in a mind frame of giving up? If you with me, I gotta ask that question, that if you with me, my mother said you were with me, my daddy said you were good, granddaddy said you brought them out, but Lord, I got a question, then why am I going through what I'm going through? Why is my body aching like it is? Why is the nation fighting like they're fighting? Why is it so rough to find a job? Why is we're going through what we're going through? If you are with us. That's the question Gideon had to ask. Listen, watch this. Look at as he go farther in his questions. And he said, and then I heard that you was a miracle working God. He said, but I want to know what happened to the miracles now. They said that you departed the Red Sea. They said they crossed over the Jordan. We want to know now, where's the miracles, God? Where is the departing of the seas now? Where is the plenteous in the land? Where's everything now? If you're with us, I need a miracle today. I need to see something today. If you are with me. He said, but not only that, he said, but now, Lord, you have forsaken us and delivered us in the hands of the Midianites. Now, I want to go with you before we go to the next area. I want you to understand something, is that even the Bible here in the book of Judges, it begins to talk to us and tells us that the children of Israel came out of Egypt. When they crossed over the Jordan and there, when they got ready to go through Jericho, God was with them. God did fulfill his promise. The Bible actually tells us today here that he gave Dan his territory, gave Zebulun and Asher and Ephraim and Joseph their territory. He gave Judah and Simeon, he gave all of them their territory. But the Bible also reveals that when he gave them their territory, he left some Canaanites in there. He left some Amalekites in there. Yeah, he left the Philistines in there. He left them there because he said they're going to be a thorn on your side. Oh God, y'all don't hear me. Wait a minute. God, you promised to bring us into a land flowing with milk and honey. You brought me here. But there's some enemies here. That's a thorn on my side. Watch this. He said, this is what I want you to understand something. He said that I did bring you here. He said, you made it that so far. Where you are. Can I get a witness here? Yeah. The reason why you got up is because I brought you here. Yeah, you may have some enemies, but I set them there to be a thorn in your flesh. Oh God, have mercy. Because what God wanted them to understand is that because they were there, he said, this is what I did. I made my covenant with you. But their idol gods, don't you worry about. Stay focused on the God that brought you thus so far. Oh God, watch this. Can I tell you, don't worry about nobody else's business. Stay in your own business. Can I tell you that? Doctor, can I tell you, don't worry about other folk. Just look at yourself in the mirror. Can I tell you something? Stop listening to other trash and then try to clean out some of your own trash. Can I tell some of y'all that today? And I found out something, that the reason why we can't prosper is because we're digging in somebody else's yard. The reason why we can't get nowhere is because we're so busy trying to keep up in somebody else's house. Oh, I wish some folk would just stay in their own house. I wish some folk would just stay in their own business. Get out of everybody else's. So look what he said. Look what he was saying. He was saying, he said, you don't have no business worrying about their idol gods. He said, in fact, I allowed them to stay there, but I let them build this territory and I gave it to you. He said, but you have disobeyed my word. Because here come the situation now. Here come the problem. In the book of Judges here, the Bible says here is that when Joshua died, there came a new generation. And the Bible said that when the new generation came, they knew not God, nor of his works. Oh God, can I tell you something today, church? We need to get our children back and start talking to them about who God is. If you want to know why they're doing some of the things they're doing, it's because we're not talking about the God that brought us to. Can I get a witness here? I come by today to tell you, we got to put God back in our homes. We got to put God back in our schools. The truth of the matter is, when they took prayer out, hell came in. I wish I had some believers here. When they used to go to the courtroom and used to say, "In God we trust," now they say, "Justice of the peace." I come today to tell you, we need to put God back in our lives. Oh God, I just come today to say that here for a little while here. He says, this is what you disobeyed me. You start doing what you want to do and start acting the way you want to act. He said, now this new generation has come up that did not know who God is. And the Bible said, because if you don't know God, then you'll follow anything. And so they begin to follow after Baal. Oh God, y'all don't hear me. Now God is true to his word. If God tell you he's gonna spank you, he's gonna spank you. And don't you ever think that God ain't. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever got a good whooping? And I ain't talking about mama now. I'm talking about from God. But now can I switch? Have you ever got a good whooping from mama? Have you ever got a good whooping from daddy? And when they whoop you, they said, "I'm whooping you because I love you." I wish I had some believers up in here. God was displeased with them because of their sins. So the Bible says, because of their sins, he allowed them to be given to the enemy. I look back here at this particular time, there was like a rotation of the children of Israel. There were many times that they had been very sinful. And God sent deliverers to get them out of their situation. This particular time, because of their sin, God allowed the Midianites to have them captive for 7 years. Oh God, the Bible says this is how they did the children of Israel. The Bible says they chased them up in the mountains and they was hiding in caves. And not only that, the Bible says is that when they prospered, now I want you to understand something, is that they did prosper. But when they did prosper, the Midianites came up there and took all of their prosperity. Oh God, isn't it bad to get something and you lose it the first day? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about now. Because how many of y'all got paid and the check is already gone? God help me somebody. You know what it's like to get something and lose it. But the Bible said that the children of Israel was at the lowest point in their life. The Bible said they were poor. What in the world now is a child of God going hungry for? Why should you and I be hungry? Why should you and I be outdoors? Why, if we are children of the Almighty God, going through what we're going through? Can I tell you something? God allows us sometimes to go through a season of despair. This was a bad season for them. This was bad. The Bible said that they were at the lowest point in their life. Poverty. The children of God. Isn't it impossible to go to work and tell somebody how good God is when you're suffering? Can I get a witness on that? How can I tell my children that God would make a way? And it looks like I'll never get through my situation. I know that's on your mind. But when they cried out,
This is what they said. They cried out, God, you have to help me now. This too much for me. The enemy has got us down. God, you got to help me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That when you go in your private room, you don't want to cry in front of nobody. You just say, and you get in your room and say, God, help me. Anybody ever had to say, God, help me? Anybody call on God to fix their situation? God, I need you to come in right now. Here when they called on God. The Bible said the angel of the Lord came and reminded them that God brought them out of Egypt. God was good to them. He says here, but you don't have to worry about the Amorites. He said, all I want you to do is call my name. You don't hear me? Look at the text. It says here that when they cried, they got an answer from God. He said, but what has been the problem all this time? He said, you haven't cried enough. Y'all don't hear me? What do we have to go through what we're going through? Because you have not cried enough to God. Can I get a witness here? Because what happens is you're still trusting into equipment. You're still trusting in people. You're still trusting in who says what instead of trusting in God. You're still trusting in your higher articulating self. Your education, your medulla is so bad. You're trusting in your own self-righteousness. And that's the reason why you're in the condition you are in now. You got a PhD, but you still ain't making no money. Yeah. And the reason is because you're an educated fool. Can I tell you something here? And that God wants us to be educated in his word. Oh God, I wish I had some believers here. If a preacher is going to be a man of God, he's got to see what God is saying in the word. Can I get a witness here? Expository preaching means to let God reveal to you what the word is. Watch this. And then you're going to have to investigate what the word means. And then there's application to see how it fit in your life. Can I get a witness here? If you were to look in the Bible, it's the same as looking in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror, ain't nobody there but you. Can I get a witness here? So you need to look at the application of the word and see where you fit in the word. I wish I had some believers here. When I look here at the text here, now that the angel of God has begun to talk to Gideon, he says, Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor. I watch my children go through everything they're going through. He said, but they called on my name, but now I'm calling you. But Gideon says, but why are you calling me? He says here, like, watch this. The next thing of the Lord says, he says, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, that thou shalt save Israel. I want you to understand something here. He said, wait a minute. You said my might. God, I'm weak. He said, no, I'm speaking the might out of you. I want you to know there's strength inside of you, but I hear it for this moment. You don't hear me. And if you haven't your muscles, it's because it wasn't time for you to flex your muscles. I wish I had some believers. You do have some muscles. You do have some strength. But at the right time, you'll be able to flex it. If you're doing what God said. Can I get a witness here? You can't flex nothing when God ain't told you to do it. Because when you're flexing something, you will never look strong. You don't have to have bulging muscles to be a hump. Can I get a witness here? Because there are little folk that got a whole lot of spiritual muscles that can tear down strongholds at the appearance and not see among the... I wish I had some believers here. Have you ever walked in a place and caught everybody's attention? Can I get a witness here? That everybody was talking, but when you walked in the room, they all shut up. It's a possibility they was talking about you, but my presence will shut some folk up. I wish I had some believers up in here. You're worried about them, but in actuality, they scared of you. They scared of you because what's inside of you. Now, you don't know it because you can't see it. But if you just hold on for a little while longer, God have mercy, God's going to pluck you out and show off on you. Oh, God. But God, I want you to understand something. Now, verse 15 says, and he said unto him, oh, my Lord, what will shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is the poorest. Oh, God, of Manasseh. Now, look, watch this. They are the tribe of Manasseh, where Gideon came from. Look what he says. He says, my family is the least of the tribe. Watch this. He said, not only is my family the least of the tribe, but I'm the least of my family. But you telling me that you gonna use me to save Israel? God, you don't hear me. God says, yes, I'm going to use you. See, what happened is that I didn't use you at first because I wanted folk to think like they thinking, that they would never think that you would get on your feet. I may be at a low point now, but God's going to use me. Oh, God, I wish I had some believers here. Look what he says. He says, I'm going to pull something out of you that you don't see yourself. I wish I had some folk up in here that want to look at the mirror and see something better the next time you look at it, because I'm about tired of looking at this mirror and seeing the same thing. But I got news for you. God says that I'm going to snap something out of you that's been in you the whole time you've been living. You didn't know you was bad. You didn't know you had it going on. You didn't know you got straight like unstrickable. Can I tell you something? You're just like Jesus. When he needed a deliverer, he sent Moses. When he wanted to bless him, he sent Abraham. When he wanted to bring him in the promised land, he sent Joshua. When he wanted to give him dreams, he called Daniel. And then when he wanted to save him, he came himself. I wish I had some believers here that know that God's got a purpose for everything. And he's got a purpose for your life. I come by today to tell you that you got to hold your head up. It's getting ready to come. It's on the way now. God wants to use you. I know everybody looking at you like you are nothing. But I come by today to tell you I am somebody. Can I get some believers up in here? I ain't even got through the investigation yet. But I'm just stuck on what Jesus says. I'm just stuck on what God is telling me. I'm just sitting down listening to the Lord tell me that he's going to use me. Nobody never told me they loved me before. Perhaps not like this. I've heard many folks say they love me, but not real love. But when God tells you that he loves you, you feel it coming out of his body. When God tells you that you somebody, you feel like you somebody. When God says, I'm about to reveal some things in your life that's been hidden for a long time, I come by to tell my enemies, you better look out because God's about to bring me out. And when God brings me out, somebody else going to be brought out too. But the Bible said he looked at Gideon and said, Gideon, I know you come from a poor family, but your real background, you come from a rich family, and your family resides in heaven. He's the creator and sustainer of life. He's got 1,000 hills full of camels, and he sent his children out here, and it's time to bring them out of their situation. And he's been hiding you for a temporary moment, but today is your day. I want you to stop holding your head down. You are never seen before. Can I tell somebody something? You better stop your crying and get a backbone and stand up against the devil and tell the devil that the Lord is using you. You are not what they say you are. You are still able to do what God said you can do. I know you got some age on you, but you can still do the do. Can I get a witness here? I can still tell somebody about Jesus. I can still tell somebody about a Savior. Is it anybody here got a testimony? Can I tell you what God was doing? He was doing to him, and he didn't even ask for it. You remember what Jabez said? That's what God was doing. He was enlarging his territory. Is it anybody that need God to enlarge your territory? Is it anybody that want God to send me? Is it anybody want the Lord to use your body as an instrument? Is it anybody here know that the Lord will turn things around? When I see what Brother Gideon was doing, he said, God, keep me from the snares of my enemies. Hide me in the arms under the shadows of your wings. Ain't the Lord a wonderful God? Is it anybody here want the Lord to go to the doctor and be their doctor? Is it anybody want Jesus to ride in a car with you? Is it anybody that know he's all right? I dare you, church, to stand on your feet and say something's bound to happen when you pray. Something's bound to happen when you cry out. Something's bound to happen. After all I've been through, it's time to get off the ground. Is it anybody ready to go forward? Say that. I'm ready to go forward. And you're all right. And you're all right. Gideon was stuck. He was just stuck there. He said, I'm amazed. I'm just amazed, God, that you chose me. I'm amazed. I don't have no money. My family don't have no money. Truth of the matter is, some of us are going through something. We don't even know how we're going to make ends meet. But God's telling you that he's about. Oh, well, I hate to go in my second service lesson to unveil you. God have mercy. He's been using me. Can I tell you this? He says, Gideon, while you was underneath the oak tree, I was the one protecting you. Nobody else was able to have seed and grain. But everybody was talking about you. But the whole time, I've been protecting you. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Watch this. You know what he was saying? You said, how did I make it? It was by the grace. I wish I had some believers here. Oh, the Lord. I should have been dead. Not by somebody's weapon. But I should have took my life. Because everything that I've been going through, but out of nowhere, some way, somehow, I made it. Oh, I wish I had some believers here. Is it anybody here that can tell your neighbor, I made it? They don't know your story. Man, that's my second service message. But I got a story, baby. You don't know my story. But he's about to unveil me. Is it anybody here? Know that when God unveils you, he's going to show something that you've never seen before. Because all of my life, all you seen was weakness. But ever since that day, ever since that hour, he unveiled something in me. Ain't God all right? I know he's all right. Can anybody here say, God unveil me? God unveil me. God unveil me. God wants to use you. But there's a point of time. Just wait on him. Don't give up. Don't give up. You come too far to turn around now. Wait on him. Just wait on him. Wait on him. They're going to say, what you waiting for? Say, I'm waiting on Jesus. Anybody waiting on him? Just wait on the Lord. He's about to turn everything around. Come on, give God some praise. The doors of the church is open. There may be one in here right now that don't know God in the pardons of their sins. And this is your opportunity now to come to Jesus. All of your life is like you've been the one that nobody thought nothing good of. But God said, I know you're there. God said, there's so much inside of you. But at an appointed time, I'm going to bring it out. You'll be able to look in the mirror and say, I'm somebody in God. God said, I still want to use you. I still want to use you. God said, I still want to use you. God says that. The doors of the church is open. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? The doors of the church is open. Someone else that wants to come to Jesus. This is your opportunity to come. Will you come? Wherever you are, this is your opportunity to come right now.